But today, let's look at what God inspires his writers to say about mothers and how God views motherhood. If you want a title, the title is Motherhood is a Blessing. Motherhood is a blessing. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, God gives a commandment here to honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Eternal your God has given you. Honoring both your parents was so important to God that he included it in his law, his perfect law. And it's also this important law, it's interesting where it was placed in the Ten Commandments. Right between those commandments that are honoring God and the ones that are for us to show love towards our neighbor. That's this commandment, in a way, it acts as a bridge between the first four of the Ten Commandments, and which is pretty much talking about our relationship with God. And the last six, being one of them itself, concerning our relationship with our fellow human beings. This law is unique in that it also applies to our godly spiritual parents as well as our biological parents. In a spiritual sense, we bring honor to the church, which is our spiritual mother, and to God our Father by our actions. We can bring honor to God and the church by how we behave, how people perceive us, whether somebody sees us and what church are you belonging to, and based on your actions, they might be interested in knowing more about your church. But if your actions are bad, it doesn't give honor. So our actions do have a big part in this. In Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, Paul is addressing the church there in Ephesus, and he says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." The first commandment with promise. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, which I just read, I want to read the God's Word translation. It says, "Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live for a long time in the land that the Eternal your God has given you." The benefit of honoring your mother and father is that you may have a long life. That was the promise that was given. Now, my parents, they would have been wise to tell me that when I was a child. I wouldn't have been such a pain then, maybe. But as God's children, we have his spirit, which helps us to always remember to honor our mother and our father. All the time, not just a reminder once a year. We shouldn't need a day to remind us as Christians. But this evil world does. We are to honor our mothers. Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 3. Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 3, it says, every one of you shall revere his mother and his father and keep my Sabbaths. I am the eternal, your God. Revere your mother. Revere your father. And I like that he throws in there, keep my Sabbaths. That's kind of important too. Keep the Sabbaths as we are doing today. The God's Word translation says, respect your mother and father. The Hebrew word here is Yahweh, which means to fear. In the old King James, they used, you know, fear your mother and father. It means to morally revere, to honor, and to respect is what this word means. God wants us to show respect for our mothers and our fathers. God takes this very seriously. As I already mentioned, he put it in his law. In Deuteronomy chapter 27 and verse 16 says, cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt. The God's Word translation for that is, whoever curses his father or mother will himself be cursed. John Gill's exposition of the Bible says that part about cursed. Now this is the King James Version here. It says, cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother. Which means that secret, you know, it's talking about secretly despising them in their heart. And by the looks and the gestures that they mock them in a private manner, which is unseen by others. It's not a good thing to make fun of your parents. Even we Christians need to be careful not to fall into this behavior, as the world around us indulges in this. Many of the TV sitcoms display children making fun of their parents, especially the adult ones on these shows. They like to get laughs for their insensitive words towards their parents. Many times these shows portray the parents' flaws to make light of them. Do we mimic these shows in real life? It's not a laughing matter to God. Honoring parents under the ideal circumstances is difficult for most people. It shouldn't be hard for us. It shouldn't be hard for us. It's easier if your parents live according to the principles of godly living that is outlined in our Bibles. But what if they don't? What if they don't? There are a lot of parents that do not live godly lives. Even parents who try to live according to God's ways can make mistakes. There are parents that are abusive, neglectful, selfish, foolish, lazy, or unfair. And there's some other things that are even worse that I'm not going to mention. Based on these circumstances, following God's command to honor parents can seem very strange to us and difficult to obey. We must submit to God's authority in this matter. It is his law. We must obey his command. There's a bigger picture for this command for children to honor their parents. It is built around the most fundamental and universal of all human relationships, parent and child. This also relates to our relationship with God. He is our parent. We are his children. You know, God expands his expectations regarding our approach to authority, as he desires that we also show respect for and show honor to even the our human governments, officials, kings, rulers, president, etc. You know, God requires us to show respect for authority, whether the person wielding it is righteous or not. You know, this is mentioned in a, you know, in sections that are a lot of times titled Submit to Government, which is mentioned in, you can jot this down, Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. Also, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 19. It talks about submitting to those that are in authority. We have to submit to God's authority. God's authority tells us to keep this commandment, to honor our mothers and fathers regardless. God gave us these last six commandments so that we can show love for one another. Are we going to be in God's kingdom for eternity? Yes. How are you going to get along with everybody? You can't get along with them now. This is a training ground when you think about it. So we all need to get along now, or you might not be there. We have to forgive any transgression against us that we might feel as though somehow our parents wronged us in some way, if that is the case. Our relationship with our parents can affect our relationship with others, including God. I have said this before. When I had a disagreement with my dad, which resulted in us not talking for quite a few months, it had a negative effect on my relationship with God the Father. There is a direct correlation between how you view your parents and how your relationship is with God. It can affect it. We must work to overcome any negative elements of our relationship with our parents and to follow God's commandment to honor our mother and our father. Another area that we need to be concerned about in honoring our mother and father is that if parents become incapable of taking care of themselves through sickness, disability, or just the natural decline of old age. Many adult children in today's world, they don't want no responsibility for their parents. They don't want to take care of them when they're unable to take care of themselves. They just want to throw them into a nursing home and let them worry about it and take care of it, and they just forget about them. That's our society today. To obey God's commandment, we should help. We should assist them. We might have to make some sacrifices to aid them. But that's what this Christian life is all about, is sacrifices. God will reward us for honoring our parents. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 22 says, "Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old." Could we be guilty of despising our parents? The word translated despise is the Hebrew word buz. B-U-Z, buz. It means to hold in contempt or hold as insignificant. Hold as insignificant. Can we be guilty of treating our mother as though she was not a significant part of our life? If you are harboring resentment for a less than perfect childhood, and we need to learn to give all this to God, our Father in heaven. put this on his shoulders to help us. And realize that our parents were, might have been handicapped by their childhood, that they had too. Now, I always say that my dad did a lot better job than his dad. And I believe that I have done a better job than my dad in being a father. And I know my son is doing a better job of being a father than I am. I've seen that. I hope it continues to go in the right direction. But so many times we see it going the opposite way. I believe it is sad that we have a proverb that had to be put in the Bible about not despising our parents when they are old. Because many people in this society, they feel that their parents are a burden. They ain't got time to take care of them. That's not the way it was back in the old days. You took care of your family. You didn't throw them away in some nursing home. I still remember when I went to go visit my aunt and my uncle. They were in a nursing home, and my uncle sat there and said he felt like he was put in storage. They took him out of his home, took his vehicle, put him in a nursing home. He felt that he had been put in storage. A wise man once said, as a child, it is hard to acknowledge we have less than perfect parents. But as an adult, it is far too easy to shift blame to them for what is lacking in us. There's another proverb for the husbands which honor their wives and the mother of their children. It's Proverbs chapter 5. Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 18. It says, let your fountain be blessed. Let your fountain be blessed. And rejoice with the wife of your youth. This scripture begs us to remember how we loved each other at the beginning of our marriage. Husbands, remember? Remember how much we wanted to be with our wives in the beginning of our relationships? Nothing was too much to do for that loved one of yours. As we get older and we see our homes emptying of our children because of college, jobs, marriage, we must remember to strengthen our relationship with our wives by remembering the early years of our marriage and reigniting the togetherness, the fun, and the love that we once had. It's called old age. You get so caught up in raising our children, and then the children are gone. Your love's got to be there for that mother of your children. This honors a mother in her advanced years. So, how do we honor our mothers as part of this fifth commandment? How do we do that? Well, we need to show our mother respect throughout the year by spending time with her. Again, I wish I could do that. Take time to write cards for her, to call her, to let her know how you're doing, to find out how she's doing. This shows respect. This shows respect. Seeking your mother's advice on difficult issues is another way of acknowledging her as your mother. A gift occasionally sends a loving message that you care about her and that you love her. Thank her for what she's done for you. Sometimes we just don't realize all the things that our mothers have done for us. reflect on all the sacrifices that she made. And let your mother know that you remember and appreciate everything that she has done for you. Help her. We need to make every effort to help our mothers, especially in their old age. Though this can be difficult if we're not close by. Our mothers may not be as strong or able to do the chores that they once were able to do with ease. So help them. Help them with some of the cleaning, the ironing, the shopping. You know, you get the idea. Do whatever we can to help them. We also need to show them respect. Pray for your mother. Pray for your mother. Thank God for your mother. And your father too. And ask him to help them in their later years. Remember their needs and present them to our loving Heavenly Father for his attention to them. I'm sure God will appreciate his children remembering their earthly parents as he appreciates being remembered by us. Proverbs 31 verse 28 states, her children rise up and call her blessed. Let us all bless our mothers by showing the respect and love for them that they, for all that they have done for us and what they do for us. Motherhood is a blessing from God. Motherhood is a blessing from God. There's some mothers that I know that have lost their children. That's got to be one of the toughest things for a mother, to have lost a child. I also know of many, too many women that were unable to bear children and experience motherhood. You can read in the Bible how motherhood was cherished by all. How many were unable to bear children in the Bible? Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Hannah, the mother of Samuel, and the mother of Samson. They were unable to bear children until God intervened and allowed them to experience that. Rachel, she died in childbirth with Benjamin. This has occurred many, many times in history. I'm thankful that we live in an age where modern science and medicine have the ability to help out women in childbirth. As you know, my wife had difficulty with the birth of our son. After about 16 hours of labor, I was going down to the lobby where my in-laws were down there. They brought some food for me to eat. So I was heading out the door to go down there and eat. As I was walking out the room, God inspired me to look back at the heartbeat monitor. And it was falling. It was falling. The heartbeat was dropping. I call it the little tap on the shoulder. To this day, I absolutely believe it was God that had me look back. I was out the door. I was hungry. I was going down the lobby. And for some reason, when I opened up the door, I just looked over at that heart monitor. I don't know why I looked at it. I just looked at it and I saw the heartbeat dropping. And then I just yelled at the doctors and the nurses, hey, we got a problem over here. They came over, they helped her. There's my son. God helped save that day. I could have lost both of them. God truly blessed us that day and saved our little baby boy. Of course, that modern science and everything else that they do nowadays with the C-sections is a blessing in itself. Our second child was no easier. We had many trials with this pregnancy of our daughter, Rebecca. But we took all those trials to God on our knees. And she was a blessing as well. Motherhood is a blessing. My wife is blessed to have been able to have two children. She has two sisters that were unable to receive that blessing. And her brother's wife is the same, was unable to have that blessing. My daughter-in-law experienced the same thing with our grandson. God blessed her and my son and my wife and I with little Daniel. Motherhood is a blessing. Steve and Julie's daughter was unable to bear her son to full term. And now is relying on God. Relying our prayers to God and modern science to help this 5-inch tiny little boy grow big enough for his mother to hold him in her arms. We need to pray about that for this young mother, for this young baby. Motherhood is a blessing from God. God commands us to honor our mother and our father. We need to cherish our mother and show her respect and show her that you love her. Mothers honor God by being a godly mother. The one that Proverbs 31 talks about. That's what it talks about. A quote by Abraham Lincoln says, "No man is poor who has a godly mother." What are the traits of a godly mother? I want to finish on this. A godly mother prays and reads the Word of God. She obeys God in all she does. She's learned to trust God with all her needs. She's an encourager. A mother who is godly is forgiving. A godly mother is a servant of God. A godly mother willingly does the work that God has set before her. Proverbs 31 verse 13 says, "She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands." A godly mother loves unconditionally. She keeps a pure heart and is a good example of a Christian woman. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12 says, "Be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." A godly mother is content with what she has. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6 says, Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. A godly mother is a wise steward of her home, time, and resources. Proverbs 31, again, verse 27 says, she watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. What is a godly mother? A godly mother is one who loves the Lord her God with all her heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then passionately, consistently, and unrelentingly teaches her child to do the same thing. That was a quote from author Elizabeth George. So, brethren, tomorrow is Mother's Day. Let's make sure that we honor our mother and show her the love that she rightfully deserves. And as a special thing, we want to hand out something to some of the mothers here today. If you want to do that right now, we've got something special. Mother's Day is not something that's wrong to do. It's not. It has no basis in any pagan beliefs or anything else like that. It's something that God wants us to do. So we want to honor our mothers that are here today. And for our young ladies that will one day be mothers, I hope you got something out of this message.